Sorry, it's my first time speaking in public in a very long time. Basically, this week's halacha sheet is about the source of bishul. We learn about bishul. So before we spoke about, okay, what's bishul? Bishul chatzli, all these great sources. Now we're basically talking about how does bishul become bishul. So we break up into two categories. One, we're going to learn about the source of bishul. Is the whole issa of bishul becoming about what is the source? Or what is the practicality of the Isser Bishul? What makes it Bishul? Based upon that, we can learn out numerous halachal maises from microwaves to chemical reaction type of foods, magnifying glasses, and any other type of Bishul by analyzing the categories of is it the source or is it practicality? Based upon that, we have the Mishnah, which basically talks about Machlokas of Tanakama of Yossi, where it discusses the cooking an egg next to a kettle, inside dirt and all that. The Gemara basically goes on to say, it doesn't really explain much on why, but it basically says, everyone agrees, cooking through the sun, not a problem. Everyone agrees it's mutter. We don't know why, but that's what the Gemara states. It continues and says, Tolus of R, Kul Amo Loi Peligid Aser. Tolus of R, no, that's, again, it's Aser. The only machlokas you'll have is a Tolda of Chama. So why? According to Rashi explains what is Tolus of Chama. It's not common to cook that way. Hence, cooking via the sun, since it's not common, that's why it's considered a shinoi. And since it's a shinoi, it's gonna be mutter. So then we have a question. We learned that a shinoi, even though it's aser, it's still aser derabanan. So how come even Rashi will hold that it's mutter? So Gemara later on learns that it has to be talking about shinu legamri. It has to be a complete type of shinu, and hence Rashi will hold, since it's impractical using the sun for a heat source, that's why it will not be mutter. That's why it is mutter to cook through the sun. So the problem with that is, according to Rashi, holds its practicality. So if it's something's practical, it's usher. If it's not practical, it's mutter. So according to Shmir Shalom Kilchaser, Shalom Zalman basically interprets that saying, okay, what happens in Zman HaZeh, where we do have it? His Lashon is basically states, says, Zman HaZeh, Kshmafikim Chayim Mekayach HaShemesh, Yesh Makim L'Asim HaBishol. It's going to be Asr. So according to that interpretation, practicality, according to Shalom Zalman, interpretation of Rashi, that if today's in 2015, if solar cooking becomes normal, that will be something that will automatically make it Asr. The Malbim has a different approach to this. He basically suggests that what's machal bishul? It's basically using the heat of a fire, not the sun. So changing a substance by any other source besides the sun is not considered bishul. It can be something else. Like we learned about last year about melting snow. It might be nilad, something else. That's great. But the iser bishul will not apply unless the source is the fire, because he learns out that's what occurred in the Mishkan. And we have to stick to those sources of the Mishkan. So hence the source of the Mishkan was fire. Everything else must be fire. So Berkowitz actually explains later on, we learned the Gemara that talks about the springs of Tveri, the hot springs. So it seems from that, where Berkowitz kind of answers, that the Gemara moves away from the practicality of it back to the source. Why? Because the whole Maisa of Tveri about the heat source, it was basically, if it was about practicality, according to Rashi, then how come the Gemara didn't actually give a pshat of, it's not the derech, it's shinu, not shinu? It doesn't mention any of that. It comes to say that, no, it's what's the heat source? According to Tanakhama, the heat source is a tolda of chama. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter, because it's the fires of Gehenim, so therefore the heat source itself is about versus chama versus the ar. So the whole heat source, it's about, the whole Gemara is referring to about is about the heat source itself. So Ramosha learns Rashi a little differently. He basically learns Rashi basically could agree with the Malbit, who basically holds the reason why the Malacha Bishul is it's to make the change in object. But again, Rashi has a problem. What is Rashi's problem? The problem is if we're trying to learn the Chama out of the to be told of Eish, you can't. Why? Because it's a Shinoi. You can't learn a Shino Tolda out of a regular Av. You can learn a Tolda of an Av, not a problem. But in this case, we're trying to learn a tolda of chama, a tolda of eish. We're trying to learn about chama, but that's a shinu, and that's what Rashi explains. It's ein derech bishuloi. It's not normal to cook. So even though it could be according to Moshe, it could be about You could agree with Malbit that it's about the source, it's about the, it has to be fire. But the reason why we can't learn this whole source from our Moshe, from the, we can't learn about the Tolda of Or from Chama is because it's a Shinui. And since it's a Shinui, we can't learn about that. So it's impractical. So Halacha Maisa, we can come to discuss about practicality according to our Moshe, is basically when it comes to the microwave oven, what would we hold? According to our Moshe, it's about practicality. So according to that definition, according to Moshe, today's day, a microwave is practical. Hence, we can it's actually would be usher to cook with the microwave. However, if it's back, let's say, back in 1900s, where they didn't really have microwaves and wasn't practical, then it will be, you know, mutter. Because why? Because a microwave, like his definition was, it's practical. I can just open the door, put it in there. The sun, cooking from the sun, is not practical. Why? It depends. It's a tolda. I have to work, check on the weather. I have to check how far is the heat, the time of temperature. There's so many other variables involved that's not practical. So hence, a tolda wouldn't be considered usher. It would be actually anything with that would be mutter there. And then when it comes to another case, we mentioned the Dud Shemesh. What is the halacha? You know, according to Reb Berkowitz, he also interprets the according to Reb Moshe, it will be mutter. Why? Because the reason why a Dud Shemesh is mutter is we're using it these days, at least back in those days, of is basically because it's actually impractical to use. The only reason why they're using it was because the fuel cost was high. So since it's practicality of it that, you know, it wasn't practical, a Dud Shemesh would be, you know, totally fine. And we actually, Rav Avadia Yosef also holds its mutter. There's no issue with Dud Shemesh for also various reasons. One of them, he said, psik ratio. It's not, and the other various reasons we'll learn later on. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues, he basically actually doesn't argue, he actually holds its mutter. His definition on this, basically, he actually writes, he goes, v'az mutter lohaitzi mimenu b'shabbos b'mayim chamim. It's actually mutter to use a Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. However, what happens later on, they actually introduce the electrical element. So even then, he doesn't really say it's aser. He actually just says, the efshir the gam zeh beklal ha'gzeira the otu lachlufei told Hashem b'tolos ha'sh'esh. So you might confuse back then. But he doesn't really actually say it's aser. He says you might want to be more stringent. It might be over the, you know, the gzeira the rabbanon. So it's better probably to be more stringent on it. But again, it's not clear that even Kumei Rosh Hashanah, even with the heating element, it's purely aser. However, according to Rav Moshe Sternbach, who basically holds, it is actually Asa Deraisa, he holds the Dud Shemesh. However, you have other cases of, what's called, other poskim, like Rav Yashiv, Rav Shmuel Wasner, and Krelitz, who basically holds this Asa Derabanan, same Asa of the Atu. You have to be worried about, you know, you might confuse it. So Asa Derabanan there. So, other cases we can think about, if we break up practicality versus the source, what each one will hold. If we hold, for example, the chemical reaction from the public, you know, the prepackaged foods, you know, Wesley Kosher, where you just put in some chemicals and you heat up the food on Shabbos, what is the halacha l'maisa? Can you use that on Shabbos or not? So based upon actually all these sources, Rav Moshe even holds it's not practical. No one really uses it these days. So I'm assuming, according to him, he'll hold it's fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman and everyone else, Malbit, holds it's not a source of Eish. Therefore, that's not a problem either. So chemical reactions, any type of foods that's impractical, according to everyone, it's probably a mutter. I did ask Rabbi Rudinsky. He also says he has a whole tshuva on it, which unfortunately I didn't get to see it. But he also paskins that he said he wrote tshuva on it that's also mutter. I'm assuming, hopefully, it will be fit into the share somehow. Yes. I had the show. I went to India for 2 weeks, and I had to go to Noah's Ark and buy the prepackaged frozen foods and double wraps and all that. And then I found out about this thing over here. But the way it works is you take some water. It has a heating element on bottom of in a envelope. You put the food inside this envelope white pouch, you pour some water in it, and after 5 minutes, it actually cooks up. And I'm telling you now, it goes beyond Yad Salatisbo. I burnt my desk in India with a nice little brown mark, so it gets really hot, that heating element. So, but according to that, according to Pshat, the reason why, A, it's not practical, people don't really use it, and two, it's not really, the source is not fire. It's a chemical reaction. So again, machlokes will be also with the microwave. Really hot. No, but now everyone uses it. First, it's expensive. It's a $10 each piece.
not everyone really buys it.
I don't know if I would agree with that. It's a consumer product. So
it's a consumer product, but not everyone uses it.
Buy it in the store. It's right there in the store.
Well, that would probably define the definition of what's practical and what's not. Is the definition of practical something that you would go ahead and, you know, buy in the store? Or is it actually something that's common? According to Rashi, it's Ein Derech. Now, people do use, I'm assuming back in the olden days, they probably want to heat the food that's stuck in the ground. But now, is that an Isser? Oh, people do it. No, you know, and the ground's right there. In fact, the Mishnah brings down the case of the cracked eggs on the scarf means people have used the scarf to heat up food. So it's not about what people do. It's about what does the masses do. In today's masses, no one really uses what's called these chemical reaction foods. Yeah, so again, according to Shlomo Zalman even says, according to the definition of Rashi, if something like becomes the derech, where it's normal to do it, then it will be asa deraisa. So yes, b'zman hazeh right now, I don't think it's practical. People, like I said, they go buy frozen foods. It's not the best tasting foods. I had gefilte fish that was on store shelf also, you know, for years, and I had to eat it. Is it practical? I had to force myself to eat something like that. It's not practical. I'm telling you now, it's not practical. Shas atchak. So then I go on magnifying glasses. Magnifying glass with the source. Again, what is the halach on that? If you hold the using magnifying glass to start a fire or heat a fire, something up, is it a chama? Not a problem. Toldah chama would be aser. So it depends on how which pesach holds what, and you probably have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi for that. According to my definition, yes. I don't know where Rudinsky holds. He holds it was mutter. I don't know the reasons, but based upon the definitions we just learned tonight. Again, there's probably other definitions and other things we have to learn for the, you know, the whole breadth of the visual thing. But based upon practicality, it should be mutter. And according to the Ma'abid also, it should be mutter because it's no fire. Go Patriots, go Seahawks, what are we doing?
Recording.